It's a good day to get gone.
Right.
We've always wondered what's down that highway. I swear I hear it.
What is down the highway of life? New year around the corner, Jennifer.
Yay!
We're going to move into a more loving time. We're going to move into a better time. We'll finish off the year as we have in this past year, working in this hour, on the irregular news of the day. Some of it's regular, some of it's irregular. I guess those who thought Mrs. Clinton was faking it, and now maybe have a second, maybe take another look at
that. I don't mean to laugh, but you're right. I mean, gosh, you knew that was coming. Oh.
What? The fact that there was going to be, you knew what was coming, a blood clot, or the people who were saying that she was faking it?
You knew the people that said she was faking it would have to eat their words at some point.
Right, yeah. Sooner or later.
And here's that day.
There it is.
But she's okay. She's okay.
Apparently, she's in New York City hospital. Doctors discovered she had a blood clot that formed in a bad place. She had a concussion, and it's around her brain. Normally, the blood clots go to your lung, right, or in your leg, one or the other. Anyway, they're trying to assess her condition. There are other issues associated with a concussion. And so they give you blood thinner and stuff, I think, in this circumstance.
Right.
Isn't that what happens?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They flush your system, give you a blood thinner, yeah.
Right. So you hold a good thought for her, whether you like her or you don't like her. Folks who don't like her, folks, it's only politics.
Well, that's the thing. Whenever anybody's in the hospital, you always wish them well. Like Father Bush being in there. I mean, even if you didn't like him, you still want him to be okay.
Yeah. Well, the hardened of us do not. But most people who have any sense of love or life will be there with good thoughts. Monday, the 31st of December, Maine over the weekend became the next state to have gay marriages. Issued a number of gay marriage licenses on Friday. So, I guess midnight Saturday morning, City of Portland, a number of marriage licenses issued. People waiting in line to get to have the ability as a gay couple to get legally married. I was going to have Evan play "I'm Getting Married in the Morning," but maybe not. Here come the grooms, da 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 da, right?
Hey, we should redo a song like that. That'd be cool.
Here come, and I'm not trying to be a wise guy. I think it's great if people love each other. They ought to be together in any way possible. Dun 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 dun. So all this discussion about the fiscal slope that's going on, here's an inspiration from our friends in France. You may have heard, although maybe you didn't hear, because all the celebration, Christmas, New Year's, that sort of thing, France's Constitutional Council met over the weekend to work on a 75% income tax rate, which would have gone into effect, notice I said would, have gone into effect tomorrow. Well, the new socialist president was going to push the rich to contribute more to help cut their deficit. Sounds like a relatively familiar story, does it not?
Mm-hmm. If they you didn't made a whole movie France, about that, too, didn't they?
Yeah, right. If you didn't know it was France, you'd think, hey, what's Obama doing now?
Right.
So the idea, the planned 75% tax rate on people who had an income of more than €1 million, that was shot down by a council. They call it the Constitutional Council. So no tax hike for the wealthy over in
I had heard that all the wealthy in France had started to leave and go to Belgium because
That's exactly what was going on.
Yeah,
so that's why
so
they stopped
intense.
It. Right. And if you don't think that's going to happen here with the play that's going on, you think you got another thought coming. It's more of the same kind of stuff. 800-510-8255. I always put you in touch with the Good Day program. Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen. The story that I talked about, and this is not about me. Please do not misunderstand my bringing this up in the way that I'm bringing it up. But I was the only person, I can say this. There wasn't anybody else on the radio anywhere last week talking about something. And I wouldn't have known it myself had I not gone through Chicago on Christmas Day and picked up a little teeny newspaper that highlighted the city of Chicago's problem with young people and murders. You remember that discussion, Jennifer? You were here for that, were you not? Were you here for that? You were here.
I was here for that. Yeah. I remember because not to take away your credit, because you were probably one of the people that brought it up first on a national basis. But I had been talking with a guy who is from Chicago who is wanting to do a national, kind of a national radio show.
Mm-hmm.
And he's the one a few months ago that alerted me to the issue that of how many people had been killed, how many young people had been killed in Chicago, and no one had been talking about it.
Homicides among teenagers up 19% in Chicago last year from the year before. Mm. Other deaths, homicides around the city up 15%. So I don't know what that tells you about anything. There are a lot of people who like to throw things at it because it's Obama's hometown and his pal is running the city. I don't know that that has really anything to do with it one way or the other. But something's wrong. Something is seriously wrong. The police department says the reason the murders have gone up is because the budget under Mr. Emanuel has been cut by $4.5 million in Chicago. I'm not sure I'm buying that.
See, you know, I really think all this stuff is societal. I mean, we can blame budgets and we can blame guns.
Right.
But it really comes down to big, huge flaws just in the fabric of how we are raising people.
Yep.
I think.
There are those who say in New York, where the budget was cut as well, homicides are down at a 40-year low. Horrific subway pushing aside. You heard that story, right?
Yeah, that lady was crazy.
Oof.
Oof.
Anyway, so the city of New York had 414 murders last year. The city of Chicago, 600, I believe, or 500 and some odd, anyway. And it doesn't, does the number make any difference? It doesn't make any difference to me. The fact that these are going on, and they were among, I think I went through the numbers of 18-year-olds, 16, 15, 14, 13-year-olds getting killed. It's just unacceptable. And it all comes on the heel of a lot of people wanting to discuss even more the idea of the Second Amendment and what will be the Joe Biden story, I think, this weekend. Isn't it? Wasn't it this past? That commission got together, I believe, for the first time either yesterday or Saturday, wasn't it? Let me just see if I can.
I thought they had been interviewing people for a couple of weeks, but I hadn't heard what they found from those interviews.
Well, here's the first clue. The president was on Meet the Press yesterday.
Right.
And he said that he'd make gun control a priority in the new term, mm-hmm. pledging to put his, quote, full weight behind passing new restrictions on firearms. He went on to say, I am going to be putting forward a package, going to be putting my full weight behind it, making an argument to the American people about why this is important and why we have to do everything we can to make sure something like what happened at Sandy Hook doesn't happen again. Well, what's wrong with this at this point is you risk a certain amount of credibility. If you are seriously interested, the Joe Biden group, the study committee, says it's going to take up three things. One of them, gun control. Stricter gun laws. Two, the impact of drugs on our society. And three, violent video, et cetera, et cetera. So if you don't put forth something at the same time on all three of those issues, you lose credibility because it looks like you're trying
you're
to screw the
gun owners. Right.
Exactly. So Obama's not so smart when it comes to that. And then Joe Biden saying that he was pushing through or going to push through legislation on gun control by the 15th of next month to reinstate the expired ban on assault weapons. He clashed with a voter who displayed a semi-automatic rifle in a video in the primary in 2007. Remember that? And do you remember that?
Not I don't remember that. No.
He's always been in favor of restrictions.
He's been consistent.
He's been fighting guns
an issue,
all of his years in public life. He owns two shotguns, though, he's happy to tell you. At any rate,
I would say let people know your thoughts on it, because I'll tell you, this administration is, they're able to push through a lot of what they set out to do.
In the past, you look at the health care bill, and that's a pretty good indicator.
So if there's something that you don't like, I mean, now's the time for us to start thinking about how we talk to our representatives to let them know what we want, because I don't think we do that enough. We've gotten very complacent. So
800-510-8255. Speaking of getting health care through, there is a survey that came out yesterday about people expecting better health care. And one of the things that we all think is that people who work in health are going to be paragons of healthy living.
Right.
But haven't you noticed when you go to the hospital, there's always like half the nursing staff on a smoke break?
Yeah, right. So anyway, there's a survey out this weekend that reveals people whose jobs involve direct patient care are just as likely as anybody else to smoke, as you're suggesting, be overweight, and avoid dental visits.
Ooh.
In fact, a couple of the things, as I read through this report, Jennifer, healthcare workers are more neglectful of their own health than those who are outside their industry. Female healthcare workers over 50, for example, are less likely to have had a recent mammogram than women who are their age who are in the regular workforce. Still, healthcare workers are more conscientious about a couple of things, including going for medical checkups, exercising, and refraining from heavy drinking. So, some food for thought. As long as we're talking about that, we'll talk about New Year's resolutions. If you look at DougStefan.com, we've had a couple of different polls on New Year's resolutions, and most all of them start with losing weight. So, how about I help you with that with a suggestion you check out Axia 30, AXIA. If you've not heard me talking about Axia 30 and how different it is, it's a solution to losing 30 pounds in 12 weeks because its ingredients have been shown in clinical studies, Jennifer, to cause the average person to lose 30 pounds in 3 months. It has gotten a lot of attention in the health press, a lot of attention. This is a fairly new product, I think 4 or 5 months we've been talking about it. It's been around that long. We've been talking about it 3 or 4 months. Got people onto it at the end of the year, and now no excuse. Axia 30, 800-525-8345. Stop putting off what you know you want to do, what you need to do, what you have to do, and that's get yourself healthy. Good exercise routine is important. Eating right is important. You can eat the usual amount of calories. Getting on Axia 30 helps you trim down, slim down, and one of the other things it does is help you because it's full of antioxidants that are really, really helpful. 800-525-8345. Axia for men, Axia for 30 women. For 30 women, good for you, Doug. Axia for men, Axia for women. Both can lose 30 pounds in 12 weeks by getting on to this deal. And here's a great extra bonus. When you tell me you're listening to Doug Stefan, you get an extra month's supply of Axia 30. I've told you how to do it. What to do is to call 800-525-8345 to get started right now.
This is a special announcement from Lumber Liquidators.
Every floor in stock is on sale, and it all has to go at our end-of-year clearance. Get unheard-of clearance deals from just 19 cents a square foot, including first-quality laminates for up to 47% less, hardwood up to 48% less, bamboo flooring up to 22% less. Plus, get special extended financing. Do not miss it. Sale ends close of business Monday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com and find your local store today.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers or visit us at Exergen.com.
800-510-8255, the last day of the year. You made any New Year's resolutions? You can check out some of the possibilities at DougStefan.com. Plus, what are you planning to do tonight for New Year's Eve?
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you, over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganix.com, spelled TERAGANIX.com. Toll free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganix, life's getting better.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Time slot, you hear some of the late night comedians, but because they've all been on hiatus or repeats or whatever the last week or so, none of it's new, none of it's fresh. So if it's not new and fresh, it's really not very funny. Sounds like I'm making a cup of coffee or something. If it's not new and it's not fresh, it's no good.
It's not you, Ben.
Okay. So our Friday poll, how are you planning to spend New Year's Eve? 45% of you said you don't have any plans yet. 36% said you're going to stay home with Ryan Seacrest. Really, Ryan's coming to your house? 12% of you said you were going to a party. 4% of you said you're going out on a romantic date. And 3% of you said that you were going to go to your town's version of Times Square.
Hmm.
Now, New Year's resolutions. Which one is yours? 26% of you said losing weight. 16% of you said exercising more. 11% of you said quitting smoking. Let's see, 13% said getting a better job. 15% of you said saving money. 9% of you said you didn't make resolutions. Yeah. Okay.
I
mean, the first
I want to know a detailed resolution, though.
Right.
Because, you know, a lot of times they always say we want to lose weight or quit smoking or, you know, they're always very broad. But I would like to hear if anybody has, like, a detailed resolution.
Right, why don't you
I don't
put
know.
That, let's post that at
because,
the Facebook
like,
page.
For me, this year I decided one of my resolutions, and I always am a proponent, even though they may last, like, 2 weeks. I think it's good to start with goals, at least. But
right.
I want to, instead of just saying I want to lose weight, what I want to do is actually start cooking things from, I want to start making things from scratch. Because I have a tendency to use more convenience items from the grocery store, so I want to start making things myself. I think it's better for me, better for the economy, and cheaper. It's going to be better for my pocketbook, too.
Ah.
Right?
Yeah, that's probably...
So isn't that a good one?
Yeah, that's a great
that's
one.
A pretty good one.
Good for you.
Yeah.
All right, the poll today, will you stay up until midnight tonight? A, yes, I'll be at a party all night. B, yes, I'll be on a date. C, I'll be watching Ryan Seacrest trying to stay awake. D, I doubt it. E, I have to work tomorrow. We'll be here live, by the way. I don't know, did you decide whether you're going to be here live or not? I can't remember what you said.
You know, I was not going to be. I may be making
Subject.
A surprise appearance. You never know.
Never can tell. All right. So anyway, New Year's resolutions in the poll focus at DougStephan.com today. The essence of what you're asking, you just came around as far as Facebook is concerned. So what do we have on our Facebook page, facebook.com/goodday show?
Well, actually, if let's start here, because I feel like we should give something away. I think we should give a couple of somethings away today.
Go ahead.
We have this great competition going on. Not even a competition so much. It's a helpful form where we are asking you to submit your favorite clever parenting tip. If we use your tip on the air, we'll send you a $25 Visa gift card from Exergen Temporal Thermometers, great little tool that just swipes across your kid's forehead and gives you an accurate temperature reading. And today's mom winner is Becky Blizzard. First of all, it's a great name, Becky.
Great name, Becky.
She says, pick your battles, and she's an expert here. Not everything is worth arguing over. Having raised and still raising, are you ready for this? 10 kids. Ew. She still has 6 at home.
Wow.
Decide what is going to be important every week and or year, and then concentrate on those things. Sometimes we say no because we really have a caution against something, and sometimes when we say no, just to see how people will react to authority. Mm-hmm. So she says, pick something that's important for the week, focus on that, and when your kids get older, they'll know how to respond to authority and how to meet their goals, and I think that's a great tip, actually.
It is a good tip.
Yeah, so Becky Blizzard, thank you so much. You're our Smart Mom Winner of the Day. And then also over at our Facebook page, you can answer our creative question of the day. What is your New Year's resolution? Are you making any?
Right.
If you are, what are they?
Mm-hmm.
Chime in on that. Also, we've asked last week, you know you're getting older when you open a Christmas gift and you are excited to get dot, dot, dot. Fill in the blank. Some funny ones. Metamucil, a Snuggie, a Rascal, Viagra.
Great.
Paid a burial policy.
Help yourself to facebook.com/Good Day Show, or you can tweet us at Good Day Show, and we'll pick the winner every day. 28 past the hour on Doug's Good Day program.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. Now, it's no surprise that hidden fees lurk in every corner of the travel industry, but some are sneakier than others. If you have to cancel your non-refundable airline ticket, you get credited the value of the ticket for use within a year. Sounds reasonable, right? Well, if you're only canceling one leg of your round-trip flight, don't expect to recoup half the cost of the ticket. Then there are the airline's change fees, about $150 for domestic flights. And if you book through a travel agent like Orbitz, there's probably an additional administrative cost. Now, we've all heard of those nasty resort fees at hotels. Even though providers are required to disclose these resort fees, it's not always clear. When you see a great hotel rate on a site like Priceline, it's only after you click on it that you see the additional taxes and fees. But the Federal Trade Commission is now paying close attention to what they call drip pricing, and they've already warned several hotels to be transparent in the booking process. Translation, tell us up front what it's really going to cost us. I'm Peter Greenberg, the Travel Detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
Hey, honey, you know that flight we were supposed to fly out on tomorrow? Well, it's been canceled because of the weather.
This was supposed to be our dream vacation. How did we end up here in the emergency room?
Where's my luggage? The carousel is empty.
Got a travel insurance plan? If you do, you can be covered for trip cancellation due to a covered reason. Medical expenses, lost luggage, and more. Cover yourself today. Call your travel agent or visit TravelGuard.com.
Coverage will be limited by the terms and conditions of the policy and may not be available in all states. Underwritten by National Union Fire Insurance Company, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
We thought a charging rhino would be the perfect way to show the big deals at Office Max. But they sent us a rhino the size of a chipmunk. He's a metaphor for the tiny, tiny prices you'll pay after our big 20% discount on everything you can fit in an Office Max shopping bag. Whoa, the tiny rhino is charging the bag. And he's out cold. Find our bag in your Sunday, December 30th newspaper or download the coupon at officemax.com. Offer ends January 5th. Restrictions apply. See our bag, website, or store for details.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
You land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, All food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more, all more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch. GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check. Weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed, but if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free, all for only $249. Visit afterburnerstoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. Afterburnerstoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
Christmas music. It's kind of, we should dig out, I'm sure we will at some point during the course of the day, Auld Lang Syne or Auld. How do we, it's spelled, is it A? Hold on a minute. I never can remember how to spell this correctly. It's A-U-L-D.
Right? Auld Lang Syne.
Auld.
Auld Lang Syne.
So we get into more of the news here of the day in this hour. Jennifer Horn and Doug Steffen. As self-serving, you can hear the frustration of my voice.
I know.
As self-serving as it sounds, I do pride myself with digging a little deeper when it comes to things. And most of the time I dig deeper because the things that I'm looking at are things that are I'm very passionate about or are important to you. And so when I see things like the latest incursion into your freedoms. I wonder how many of you realize what's going on now on the Fourth Amendment. Are you familiar with the discussion going on at the moment when it comes to the Fourth Amendment, Jennifer? The debate, sort of. Senate, all the attention in the news media is toward the Senate and will they fix the fiscal slope or not. Mm-hmm. But there are many people who are concerned about the FISA amendments, F-I-S-A, the FISA amendments, specific amendments that some senators tried to add onto another bill, which would make it easier for them to get this whole mess pushed through. But if you look at the FISA Amendment Act stories that have been around over the past 4, 5, 6 days, this is the bill that legalizes warrantless wiretapping.
Hmm.
And it has been it's so frustrating to try to tell some of these stories because you got to really dig. The NSA is collecting reams of data on you. Despite what the text in the bill says, that it's only supposed to be used on foreigners, the FISA court now, there's a special court to act on these FISA issues. Apparently, an interpretation came out of the bill which allows for a much broader reading of the text. So, it is so broad, in fact, Jennifer, likely contradicting what most people think is really in the bill. This sort of reminds me of Nancy Pelosi. We'll pass the bill and then we'll figure out what's in it later.
Right.
So, this is what they passed and they didn't know what they were passing. And now you know, or will know, the rest of the story, hopefully, the contradiction in this bill. Again, the name always, the bill to fix FISA. What does that mean? Fix FISA? This isn't fix FISA. What it does is screw you, in essence. That's what they... Can you imagine somebody having the bold... Maybe, Ron Paul's son? It's Rand Paul, right?
Rand.
So he introduces a real... Yeah, they have all of these euphemisms. Or the bill that'll fix America. How about this, the bill that will screw America? because that's basically what this bill does. They've set up these, by the way, this is something that was renewed, was set to sunset at the end of the year. You know, the sunset clause, which was put into a number of bills. Basically, the idea behind sunsetting was to curb spending, because a lot of these bills are passed and there's no out. So whatever was funded, whether it's a new bureaucracy or some new jobs or whatever, when they go out of business, they don't need anymore, they still keep their jobs. So there were four specific amendments that were proposed, and I'm going to try to take apart this and get through the debate, if you will. The White House has been urging the Senate to reject all of these FISA amendments. Maybe that's all you have to know. Mm-hmm. No questions asked. Three of the amendments were already rejected. Short debate and then a vote on the last one called the Wyden-Udall Amendment. And this is the thing that will allow what we heard about last week. I think this is a New York Times story, if I'm not mistaken. The NSA is still intercepting domestic communications on a significant and systematic way, a significant and systematic basis. So they can basically go in, and we touched on this a little bit last week, because the cell phones are what's being used more than anything else. There are all kinds of examples of you being tracked on your cell phone. You don't know it. I guarantee every single person listening to this broadcast right now has been tagged at least once. You've said something somehow or other.
Yes. You think so?
Yeah, that's what this is all about. Mm. And that's the violations of Americans' privacy is unprecedented. In the last 4 or 5 years. It actually started with the Patriot Act in 2011. It's gotten down, it's gone worse, worse, and worse. Bush didn't do anything to help matters, and Obama's worse. So, it is to clarify what's going on here, the acquisition of American communication cooperation. Supposedly, the law requires a warrant. And that's what was underscored with the reworking of these bills that Ron Wyden, who's a senator from Wisconsin, I believe. Who else did I say was in on this? The Wyden, what was the other? The Wyden, what's this act? Udall from New Mexico. Mm-hmm. All right, so these guys are trying to get clarification. First of all, they want you to know, but the news media is paying no attention to this.
Yeah,
because
we haven't heard about this.
This is against the policy of the administration, and they're not much in the paper. That you see any antagonism toward the administration. Administration is opposed to an amendment. The goal of the amendment is to get an estimate of the number of U.S. persons that have been, in other words, spied upon. I'm reading between the lines here. If you've been spied upon, the government, these guys that have introduced this bill, want to know how many people have been spied upon. And they won't tell you. They basically said that the law is passed, but they said, we're not going to tell you this. So here's a law that's been enacted, and the people in the government say, well, you can enact all the laws you want. We're not telling you. How does that happen? The representatives of the intelligence community have briefed the Judiciary and Intelligence Committees in more detail as to why it's not feasible to provide these numbers, this information, these estimates. How is it that it's not possible to get these numbers to the American people? Because they don't want to. You kidding with all the money they spend for data? They don't want to brief you. They don't want you to know. They don't want this as a talking point on the Sunday morning news programs on some of the news talk radio shows. They don't want you to know. Congress intensively overseeing FISA activities. The information is all classified. The hearings that the Senate Judiciary and Intelligence Committee has are classified. None of this stuff hits the light of day. So, what do you do? Are you upset? Do you think this is going to bother you? If somebody doesn't come knock on your door, you probably don't care, right? Am I going on too long about this, or have I made a point?
You're good. I was just thinking about it in my life. And, you know, I always think, and I think a lot of Americans do, well, I'm not doing anything wrong, so what do I care if they listen?
That's not the point.
But that's a really dangerous mentality, I think, because then when does it stop? I mean, once you allow the government in, which we have been a society founded on not letting the government in, it's a slippery slope. Mm-hmm. I hate to use the word slope or cliff today, but, you know.
So far, the bill, the extension of the bill that was approved goes to 2017, although Patrick Leahy of Vermont, introduced a way to bring it back to 2015, but it's in effect now. OMG.
OMG.
Terrorists, they always bring that up. Terrorists will destroy our country if we don't do this. That's the same kind of garbage that you hear when people say, oh, they're going to destroy PBS, Biden, he's going to be gone. No, don't let him do it. That's such a big load of manure. And
Barney's
so
fine. We're just able to listen to his phone conversations now.
Yeah, right. You can listen to Barney, have a phone. Maybe Ernie and Bert
and Ernie.
Ernie,
they're hot conversations.
Right.
Yeah,
on their way to Maine to get the marriage license. Anyway, I strongly oppose this amendment, and if you've got any brains, you will too. I guess maybe that's...
I don't know how that ended up with Bert and Ernie going to Maine, but that was funny.
Yeah. You know what happened in Maine. I just said what happened in Maine last weekend. Right?
Yes. Okay. Gay marriage.
Yeah.
Legal.
All right. Anyway, to kind of make it, I'm off on a toot here, and I know I am, but it just so bothers me that we have, as you suggested, a country that's supposedly built on laws, except the people in government can pass the laws, they can ignore the laws, they can do what they want with the laws, nobody cares, nobody says anything, everybody's out busy having a big old party. And these guys it's so insidious, they wait till this time of year to pull this kind of stuff, because they know nobody is paying attention. Are you paying attention? I'm betting you aren't. 800-510-8255. All right, let me tell you about something else that would be good for you to pay attention to. Men. Actually, I get a kick out of this because I talk about this product, T-Gen, with NitroBoost. No relation to T-Gen.
No relation to me, no.
It's spelled with a G. T-Gen with NitroBoost. More women call 800-317-9865 than do men. What does T-Gen with NitroBoost do, and why would women be calling? Well, it has a there's not secret to what happens when your testosterone level is higher. And by the way, when nitric oxide is added to testosterone, according to the medical journals, it makes your experience in lovemaking better. It maximizes your libido and your performance, and also is great if you're on an exercise program and you're trying to enhance muscle mass. That's what this is all about. So, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, moms and dads, grandmas and grandpas, folks everywhere, please look into this new testosterone product called T-Gen with NitroBoost. You can dial 800-317-9865 right now. Half price the deal. Tell them you're listening to Doug Steffen. Try T-Gen with NitroBoost for half price. This is safe. Dr. Ken has looked at this and says, yep, this does what they say it'll do. It's free testosterone levels being increased, and it is very safe. 800-317-9865. Your sky-high libido is something you'll be satisfied with. Get a 90-day money-back guarantee and 50% off when you mention Doug Steffen. T-Gen with NitroBoost, 800-317-9865.
This is a special announcement from Lumber Liquidators.
Every floor in stock is on sale, and it all has to go at our end of year clearance. Get unheard of clearance deals from just 19 cents a square foot, including first quality laminates for up to 47% less, hardwood up to 48% less, bamboo flooring up to 22% less. Plus, get special extended financing. Do not miss it. Sale ends close of business Monday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com and find your local store today.
My emergency vitamin drink mix helps me be there to direct a class play day after drama-filled day. Directors don't have understudies, so with a whole troop of teenagers counting on me to turn them into heroes and villains on stage, I depend on emergency.
All right, places, everybody. Curtain up.
With 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C and other antioxidants for immune support, plus energizing B vitamins, I'm there for each wardrobe fitting and lighting cue.
Get your free sample at myemergency.com. Stay healthy and feel the good.
At TurboTax, we know your paycheck is more than a number.
It's opening the shop before dawn.
It's going the extra mile for my patients.
And it's finishing well into the night.
You work hard to earn your money, and we're here to help you keep more of it. TurboTax has a personalized interview that helps you get those deductions specific to you, from a nurse's scrubs to a mechanic's tools, so you get back every penny you deserve. TurboTax, the power to keep what's yours. Try it free at TurboTax.com.
As Americans, we feel a great sense of pride and respect for the men and women who've served to protect our freedom. It's so important that we each do what we can to support our veterans once they return home. The Purple Heart Service Foundation provides many services and programs, not just veterans that have received the Purple Heart Medal, but all veterans. Some of their programs include processing veterans' claims for compensation, educational programs, job training, and medical care. They also assist in identifying and helping homeless veterans. If you have a car you no longer need, donating your vehicle to the Purple Heart Service Foundation will help to provide funding for their many exceptional veterans programs. All donations, whether it's cash or a car, are 100% tax deductible. For more information on how to donate a vehicle, call them today at 877-743-1631. That number again is 877-743-1631. For cash or credit card contributions, go to mophsf.org. That's mophsf.org.
We thought a charging rhino would be the perfect way to show the big deals at Office Max. But they sent us a rhino the size of a chipmunk. He's a metaphor for the tiny, tiny prices you'll pay after our big 20% discount on everything you can fit in an Office Max shopping bag. Whoa, the tiny rhino is charging the bag! And he's out cold. Find our bag in your Sunday, December 30th newspaper or download the coupon at OfficeMax.com. Offer ends January 5th. Restrictions apply. See our bag, website, or store for details.
Because Mike switched to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, his money clip wants to shake his hand. Firmly. For a solid 3 seconds. But it can't. Fact is, most money clips don't have hands to shake with. Switch to Geico, and every time you notice the extra cash, you'll know your money clip wants to give you a firm handshake. But remember, it can't. It doesn't have hands. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Doug's Good Day with Jennifer and Doug. Now, I was talking about this whole problem with the restrictions that we have on our freedom, the number of people being surveilled, if that's the right word. Something else out of the government today when the malfeasance list comes out. This is going to be number two on the list, Jennifer, for today. The Senate and the House have reached a one-year farm bill extension deal because they wanted to keep you from paying $8 a gallon for milk starting tomorrow. This is the stuff that sends me into the ozone. Jeff's listening in Columbus, Ohio. What do you know about this, Jeff?
Well, Doug, I really don't know too much about it. I've been traveling for the holidays, and I'm sorry I'm a little off topic, but knowing your...
This was coming up anyway, so you just got me to it faster.
Yeah, I just picked it up on one of the news, one of the cable news channels, and I heard $8 a gallon for milk, and I was outraged.
Well,
and what your understanding of that is.
What my take is on it? This is another one of these scare tactics. The farm bill has been footballed around all year. As a matter of fact, most of the time it gets footballed around, not because it's the farm bill, but because the attachments, including the welfare portions of it, food stamps, are attached to the farm bill for whatever the reason. And so that's a big, big, big political football because the Republicans want to cut it and the Democrats want to add more to it. So what gets into the laundry list here are subsidies for farmers. One of them goes to dairy farmers. It's called the milk program, MILC. And that cut back, according to the people who want to get it passed, that means $8 a gallon for milk. That is the biggest load of what comes out of the back of the cow other than milk than you could possibly imagine. Not a bit of truth to it, sir.
Home.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
First in the right after the Depression, as a matter of fact, in the 30s, and then became popular during World War II again, and is still around because of, right, exactly, what you think you hear in the words. And there's a lot to the words. There's a lot of, we always seem to have regrets at the end of the year and great anticipation for the new year. Let's hope the great anticipation will be what wins out the good stuff. We've, for the last year, had Shelley Palmer on during this portion of the program with reports on technology, and we continue as Better Living does deal with technology. Today, Shelley's report discusses a new option in online movie streaming for you, Redbox Instant by Verizon. We'll get the story behind the story in just a moment here on Good Day.
We thought a charging rhino would be the perfect way to show the big deals at Office Max. But they sent us a rhino the size of a chipmunk. He's a metaphor for the tiny, tiny prices you'll pay after our big 20% discount on everything you can fit in an Office Max shopping bag. Whoa, the tiny rhino is charging the bag! And he's out cold. Find our bag in your Sunday, December 30th newspaper or download the coupon at OfficeMax.com. Offer ends January 5th. Restrictions apply. See our bag, website, or store for details. We thought a charging rhino would be the perfect way to show the big deals at Office Max. But they sent us a rhino the size of a chipmunk. He's a metaphor for the tiny, tiny prices you'll pay after our big 20% discount on everything you can fit in an Office Max shopping bag. Whoa, the tiny rhino is charging the bag! And he's out cold. Find our bag in your Sunday, December 30th newspaper or download the coupon at OfficeMax.com. Offer ends January 5th. Restrictions apply. See our bag, website, or store for details.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, if you've grown tired of the movie choices on Netflix, Hulu, and Amazon, another major player has entered the field to give you even more instant viewing choices. Redbox Instant by Verizon launched its beta earlier this month, expanding the DVD-only brand that has proven to be one of the biggest thorns in Netflix's side. Redbox Instant offers unlimited streaming plus 4 DVD credits for only $8 a month, with the option to add Blu-ray access for a small surcharge. That's the same price as Netflix and Hulu, but with the added bonus of 4 DVD credits. The new service lets you watch movies on your browser, iOS and Android devices, and TVs with Smart Hub. But it's not on as many platforms as Netflix is, most notably no set-top boxes or video game consoles off of Redbox streaming just yet. Video streaming skyrocketed in 2012, and it's a trend that is sure to get trendier. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer to learn more about it, and have a safe, happy, and healthy new year.
For Doug Stevens, good day. I'm Shelley Palmer.
Shaquille O'Neal for Icy Hot.
If you've got pain, you need the patch.
The Icy Hot Patch. Powerful, targeted, fast-acting pain relief that stays put without the mess. Icy to dull the pain, hot to relax it away. In a variety of sizes. From back, shoulders, knees, even arthritis. So you're covered whenever and wherever you hurt. Stop pain right at the source with Icy Hot Patches.
Pain's no match for the Icy Hot Patch.
For temporary topical pain relief, use only as directed.
My emergency vitamin drink mix helps me be there to direct a class play day after drama-filled day. Directors don't have understudies, so with a whole troop of teenagers counting on me to turn them into heroes and villains on stage, I depend on emergency.
All right, places, everybody. Hurting up?
With 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C and other antioxidants for immune support, plus energizing B vitamins, I'm there for each wardrobe fitting and lighting cue.
Get your free sample at myemergency.com. Stay healthy and feel the good.
For the holidays, something that's been easier said than done for some folks this past week or so. If you include traffic, aggressive drivers, slippery highways, all these things have been a factor this past weekend, have they not? Here's Brian Osich finding out with you that there is a safe way, in fact, to clear and stay clear of risky roadways ahead. Let's find out how to do that.
During the holidays, bells will be ringing and roadways, well, they'll be backed up. And GM's James Bell says it's best to plan ahead.
It's the time of the year for driving in unfamiliar areas while visiting family and friends. Vehicle navigation systems like OnStar can help you plan the safest route before hitting the road. I also suggest giving yourself plenty of time to get to your destination so drivers don't feel rushed.
Bell says the increased traffic can be pretty stressful, but try to remain calm behind the wheel.
Be alert. You never know when other drivers are going to make sudden moves. If the road is slick, that extra space between vehicles can really help you keep your family safe. Make sure everyone is wearing their seatbelt, and drivers need to keep both hands on the wheel. And that means putting away that cell phone.
Bell also says safe driving etiquette requires proper car maintenance.
Make sure you're checking your tire pressure, fluids, and antifreeze levels before any significant trip.
For more information, log on to GM.com. That's 0 to 60 from GM.
That's actually pretty good advice, frankly, Jennifer. Very good advice. It seems almost sophomoric, but yet amazing how many people are out to lunch when it comes to stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
The Doug Good Day program. Find out what your horoscope predicts for this coming year. Check it out at Doug's.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.